You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
So this isn't really an outrageous claim, like I just said.
Right.
But
I believe we ended last segment with, yeah. We will not start this segment the way you are now starting this.
No,
you know what? It's cover two.
We roll with it. But yeah, more to the point, it's we're not going to have a separate outrageous claim thing. I'm going to roll the outrageous claim into a discussion of what is probably my favorite week of at least March. I mean, I love the first 2 days of the tournament. Staying, you know, if I had a job outside of this, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't be going. Staying home. For those first 2 days, 12
That's
hours
good.
Of basketball.
You're a valuable employee.
Yeah, I mean, but they know what they're getting into. Championship week, though. I love it, right? Watching the MEAC compete for the first time all season and the SWAC and other conferences I don't know the name of for their, you know.
See, I can't get into it like that. Do I care about, you know, St. Mary Joseph's of the, you know, Western Atlantic Mountain Division? Going up against
that might
whoever,
be real.
Probably Gonzaga, and wherever the heck they play. I can't. Give me the tourney, all about the tourney. Give me the Big East tournament, all about the Big East tournament. And, you know, the big dogs.
What I love about March is it's not about necessarily the big dogs, right? The little guys get their shot.
Right, and I'm all about Cinderella, but I'm not. You're talking, this week is Cinderella while she's scrubbing floors, all right? Give me Cinderella when she's all dressed up, ready to hit the ball, okay?
See, but.
I don't need the making of.
We don't know. Like, I love to watch, you know, you win the SWAC and 700 people, because it's the entire population of the school, storm the court. And they're going, like, you win the ACC tournament, nobody's storming the court, nobody cares. You're like, great. I didn't even watch this game. I'm paying attention to what's happening in 5 days when the tournament starts. But for the smaller conferences, this is it. Like, that's they're playing, and they all know that they're playing for the right, more than likely, to go out and get blown out on national TV.
Right, yeah.
Florida Gulf Coast is like, yeah, let's go lose by 60. I'm psyched. But I loved it because
go lose by as many points as the Knicks scored
right
yesterday.
Because There's a simplicity to it in that everyone has a shot, right? None of these teams are equal. Florida Gulf Coast is not equal to Duke, but they have the same shot, right? We all hate the BCS because there's not a clear path. It's computers, it's subjective, it's a bunch of miscellaneous nonsense that at the end of it tells us that Alabama's better than LSU.
Right.
Here it's win your conference tournament.
And I like it.
Win six games, seven for Florida Gulf Coast. There's your title, right?
And I'm all about that. And I know people say, and you get the argument that, you know, a team like, and I can't think of which one it is. Is it Liberty?
Liberty. 15, this is what we're going to get to.
15 and 20. And they're making the 15 to 22, maybe even. And they're making the tournament. And they're making the
20 lost
the
team
dance.
Who's going to the tournament because they got hot and won their conference.
And
title.
Listen, I'm all about that. They won the conference title. My issue is they shouldn't have been in
there it is.
The tournament.
There it is.
You need to have the bottom four out or something along those lines.
That's it. The outrageous claim-ish thing of this is, do we need to tweak March? We absolutely do.
Yes.
First of all, get rid of the play-in games altogether. Secondly,
that's not going to happen. It
no,
pays
it's,
in money.
It's not going to happen, but they're ridiculous. Stop calling them the opening round games or the first round of the tournament's Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, they're the play-in games. Everybody knows it. Shut up.
Nobody even watches the play-in games.
Right.
The only problem with the play-in game is if you're that
if you're the team anal who loses,
retentive that you wait on Wednesday night to see who won the playoff game before you make that pick, you know, on the 15 versus 2 or whoever the play-in it comes into your bracket, and you forget to make that pick and it screws up your bracket on the computer, and right. Then you lose. That's all it can do. It can do nothing but bad
right.
For the
also,
casual NCAA fan.
I think it's also I don't like that the play-in games, at least two of them, are played between two automatic qualifiers, right? Florida Gulf Coast and Western Kentucky playing in a play. If you're an automatic qualifier, I think you should just get in. And the last 8-9 seed, that should be the play-in game.
Automatically qualify,
I believe,
you know, by definition.
But to me, it's not, the big problem's not the play-in games. It's the conference tournaments. The Big East lets the entire Big East into the conference tournament.
Right. There's no business.
And I think there's a, I know, I'm pretty sure the MAC does too for the local connection. I'd imagine the SWAC does, and all the smaller conferences. Everybody gets in because it's a revenue sharing money thing. Then why in the hell did we just play a 7-month regular season?
And that's why the college basketball regular season is the most irrelevant regular season in all of sports.
If it was me, I'd tweak more than just March. I'd start the season January 1, or at least that's when games would start. I don't need college basketball games in November and midnight practices before Halloween.
Right.
Start the season January 1, give us 2 great months of ball, and then go into the conference tournaments and use that time to do seeding. Seeding, and you can only, half of your conference has to be eliminated before the tournament. Then you do your tournament, and that I think is a fair, that is a fair playoff system. Right.
And listen, there are 2 things you can do. First of all, whatever happened to there being losers in this world, okay, you want revenue sharing, make the tournament. And even if you wanted to combat that, you can give anybody in the Big East. You can split all the money, 16, 18, 20, I don't know how many teams are in that league anymore.
I think you, like, bowl winners, all their money goes into a pot for their conference.
Right, exactly. You can still split that. Marquette didn't make it this year. Okay, well, they'll still get their loot contractually. There's no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be there, because then you will get teams like Liberty making this run.
Right, and look, Liberty's my favorite team of all time. I'm all about Liberty right now. I'm picking them in the first round.
I'm all about justice for all, personally. But you can take
I was just going to say... But they have no business being in this tournament.
No business.
I understand they got hot and won. They shouldn't have been there. They have no business being here. Make the regular season count. Limit some stuff. I just...
What if they're the team? What if they're the first 16 seed?
I would love it.
This is the season.
They're going to have...
Joe, you said you've been adamant about the 16 beating the 1 for the first time ever in 2013.
Well, look, their first things for it, they're going to have to get their, like, 7th win in the play-in game. Because you know the 20-loss team... is going to the play-in game.
They should.
They absolutely. If we're gonna have automatic qualifiers being play-in games, make it the 20-loss Liberty team.
It should be the 20-loss Liberty team versus the 13th team from the Big Ten that makes it this season, and then they just go get just absolutely slacked in the play-in game.
Like, yeah, you guys are gonna play DePaul. Oh, DePaul's not good. We can do this. Oh, we lost by 60.
DePaul's not good.
that's rough. Right. I love March, but its beauty right now is at the expense of the regular season, which is why I can't watch a lot of the regular season. So
now, I don't know how the scheduling aligns, but if there was a play-in game and a US WBC game mid next week,
oof,
on at the same time, what you watching?
Well, the play-in game's usually on Tuesday, right?
Or yeah, Tuesday.
It's Pretty Little Liars night. I'm choosing ABC Family.
I wish I didn't ask that question.
Sorry, bro.
We had such a good show today, Joe. We had such a good show, and then you just popped the balloon. Just
if it was the championship in the WBC, I might take that over Pretty Little Liars.
But DVR whatever that show is. Just DVR.
Yeah, but I'm still not interested in the WBC. Like this isn't like I have to watch Pretty Little Liars live, which I totally do. It's about if it's Ranger game or Pretty Little, it's Ranger game. But if it's Pretty Little Liars or
the WBC
World Baseball Classic,
the
I'm
WBC
like, whatever.
Is enthralling as long as the U.S. is involved.
All right, look, if we get into a fight with Chile, I'll watch. Okay,
but it's Chile, man. We're not playing soccer. It's Chile.
It's Chile.
It's Chile. Okay? It's cold.
I can
over
pronounce
there.
It right. Okay, I can.
Here's
have
my
some.
Thing, though. If you've watched any of these WBC highlights, you watch the Chinese Taipei game. In Japan.
Just killing it.
And that place is going
Chinese
bonkers.
Taipei is killing it.
You watch the Dominican game, there's like vuvuzelas. Everybody's going crazy. You watch America play Canada and Arizona, it's like, wee! Good evening, Ray!
I
love you! I mean, it's nobody. You're like, come on, America. We invented this game.
We got more stuff going. Like, what is there to do in the Dominican Republic?
Everybody in the
you
world.
Hang out on a beach. And that's it. Like that. Those
yeah,
are your
that'd
options.
Be sweet.
Well, yeah.
More than you can do in Arizona.
But we can hang
you can
out.
Go to a strip mall in Arizona.
Right. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, you get into your national sports teams because you got nothing else to do in some
no,
of these
because
countries.
They have
like,
more
what's really going
pride.
On? In, what's really going on in Chinese Taipei? Nothing. But the baseball team's
man,
playing.
That's
hey,
offensive.
Hey, that's horribly
that is
offensive.
So offensive.
Horribly offensive. What's going on? Nothing. Oh, baseball team's playing. If you're in America, you're like. What baseball team's playing?
We have
I wish I had something else. Oh, turns out I do. Because I have lots of other things to do.
No, it's an issue with patriotism in this country that we can't get behind.
Are you calling me a communist for not wanting to watch the WBC?
I'm saying you have communist tendencies. I'm not going to go full out and say you're like in the middle of an episode of The Americans on FX. That's your life right now. I'm just saying we need to get behind our team. We need to get behind, support our troops.
Listen, comrade.
First, support our WBC team. Second,
listen, comrade.
As we fight the world.
America is about choice.
And yeah, I choose to tell you to watch the WBC.
And I choose to say that I will embrace, you know, bunch of high school girls trying to solve a murder mystery. Okay? That's my choice.
That's a very creepy choice. That choice is illegal in a couple of states.
I'm not saying it's the least creepy thing I've ever done, but it's, you know, it's compelling television.
Can we wrap this up?
Compelling television. Check back tomorrow for maybe a thorough breakdown of tonight's episode of Pretty Little Liars.
Please don't. Check back tomorrow when Joe B. makes a formal apology.
Wednesday through Friday, you can catch Pierce Bricks hosting Game On with Bruce Jacobs. So check that out on 104.5 The Team, 3 to 7. Check us out on Sunday on Cover 2, back in the Cover 2 radio saddle at 11 a.m. Sunday morning following the Mike Lupica show. That's it for us, everybody. Have a great week. It's Cover 2, 104.5theteam.com.